Good afternoon. This is Frederick R. Arnold, your occasional host of the WGXC Tuesday afternoon show. Today is one of those days. We have a rather special show today. We have Tatiana Jurgi of Noteworthy Resources is here with us to talk about her upcoming Empower and Wellness exhibit here at Tatiana's restaurant in Catskill. Hello, Tatiana.
Hi.
Thanks for being here. So you are, let's talk about Noteworthy Resources before we get into the fair. You're based out of Albany?
Yes.
All right, great. What does Noteworthy do?
So Noteworthy Resources is a new nonprofit that I've developed in the 518 area to provide networking, educational, and empowering support groups and workshops to the community. And those workshops and support groups kind of build a sense of belonging in who's around and kind of gives people the opportunity to learn and empower each other with their own stories and insights.
Great. So you are a sort of facilitator of workshops, or you're teaching them yourself, or just making the connections there?
All of that. Yes.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. So I'll ask guest speakers to be involved, and they can even host their own workshop. So anyone who comes up to me is like, hey, I would love to like have my own workshop or be a guest speaker. I'm so into that. I do the research for a lot of my support groups and workshops, whatever topics that they might be, and then I do facilitate them. And they're all informal, so people feel very casual and like comfortable and get to express themselves and learn.
Oh, wonderful. So you said the 518 area code is kind of your domain. And you were originally born and raised here in Catskill. I mean, the Tatiana's restaurant is your namesake.
Yes.
So you have a vested interest in improving the community here in Catskill, but being based out of Albany, that kind of gives you a good swath of land to prowl there.
Yeah, it's really fun to be in Albany as well as Catskill, and I try to do some services in Troy and Latham.
Okay.
But like Catskill, yeah, it was my home for a very long time. It's still home to many friends and relatives, so I love coming down to Catskill. It's not close. I mean, it's not far from Albany, so providing these services to my hometown really makes me feel good. And a lot of people, I've gotten a lot of great responses from that.
Yeah, I mean, stuff that happens that's artistically progressive and, you know, even in Troy benefits Catskill, and I'm sure that the reverberations go the other way as well. So improving the social structures here would, you know, through the chain of events, make things in Albany better as well.
Yeah, it's all connected.
Exactly. So how long have you been running Noteworthy?
I was incorporated in March of last year.
Oh, congratulations.
And then, thank you. And then official 501c3 in June, but I started my first support group in April.
Oh, awesome.
So it's all over the place. I don't know exactly when it was like the actual, like this was my open date. I consider it my first support group in April. It was a mental health support group, and I still have that going.
Oh, wonderful. How often does that meet?
It's every first Wednesday of the month, and each month that we meet, it's a different topic that we talk about.
Oh, great.
Unfortunately, with the weather coming, the snow, I rescheduled the mental health support group from tomorrow to the 28th.
And where does that meet?
It's in Albany. And since I'm based in Albany, I work at the Addictions Care Center of Albany.
Okay.
And they're so nice enough to let me use the facility to run my workshops and support groups.
Sure.
So it's like right on 90 McCarty Avenue, like right off of the exit for the thruway.
Great. At the mental health, what was it you said?
The Addictions Care Center of Albany.
The Addictions Care Center.
Yeah, it's like right in the community education building is where I work. And then there's a small and large training room that I use.
Great. And this is free for residents of Albany or anyone who's in listening range to this?
Oh, yeah. Anybody. Yeah. And I would get a lot of people from Vermont, Hudson, Catskill, Cobleskills even come down to Albany. It's open to everyone of all ages.
Great. Well, that's a wonderful resource. And when did you say that was rescheduled to?
So it's every first Wednesday of the month, but I'm rescheduling it from tomorrow to the 28th. So it's Wednesday, the 28th of this month.
Okay, great. So that's the last Wednesday.
Yeah, and the topic is how to love someone with a mental diagnosis, and also how to, if you do have a mental diagnosis as well, how do you attract love or Great. Talk about that?
That's wonderful. At 8 o'clock?
It's 6:30 to 8.
6 to 8.
Yep.
Okay, great. Well, that's a wonderful resource.
And thank you.
It's nice to know that people are out there doing this, not looking for financial gain out of it, and just, you know, actively trying to make things better.
Yeah, this is extremely rewarding.
Yeah, yeah. There are other forms of currency besides the U.S. dollar that make things worth doing. And on that note, let's kind of shift gears and talk a little bit about your Empower and Wellness exhibit that's happening this Saturday.
Yeah, so I thought it would be really great to meet local creatives, entrepreneurs, organizations, agencies, anyone who's in this region of Columbia Green, Ulster County, Albany County, to kind of come into one room and showcase and promote what programs and services that they offer to the community. So this is free for any community residents, members, and even visitors to come to this event to learn more about what's around and who's out here and who's new to the community, what organizations have been here for years. So I think it's a really great resource where people can network, empower, and then also educate each other as well.
Awesome. So this is happening from 11 a.m. till 4 at Tatiana's Restaurant here at 601 Main Street in Catskill. And as you said, it's free to attend for the community. You have quite a few vendors signed up to table at the event.
Yeah.
So will it be people are selling things or they're just there to like meet with the public? How do you envision this?
Yeah, so there's a few businesses that will be selling products, either that they make and sell. And then there's also going to be like new bakeries. There'll be like Green Meadows Nursing Rehab Facility. They're going to be coming. A lot of the fitness programs here, so Sweat Fitness or Life Fitness in Hudson, they're going to be involved. So I have even Catskill Collectibles about like antiques and the history of Catskill. Everyone, like a lot of these people will be involved in the event to provide these services, products, and then also what programs that they offer.
Oh, fantastic. So it sounds to me like it's a great opportunity to kind of meet people who not only have storefront spaces here in Catskill, but also people who run programs that you wouldn't, you know, otherwise really get to interact with. Is that kind of what you were aiming for?
Yeah, I have Water Street Studio coming in. The mental health of Greene County, Columbia County is coming. And one of my good friends, Mackenzie Zajac, she's going to be starting her own like bakery line called Three Sisters Catskill. So she's going to be making a variety of muffins and cupcakes to sell. And she's launching that actually this Saturday.
Great.
At the event, which is nice.
Oh, so this will be her debut.
Yeah, I'm very excited for her.
Oh, fantastic. So she would be one of those vendors who don't have a space that you wouldn't otherwise really get to meet, I guess, is her inevitable goal to have a space, or is she going to try and do the like farmer's market, like fair type thing for a while?
Yeah, I think to build a name for yourself and your product, selling your products at like flea markets and farmers markets are a great way to start. But I do know that she's envisioning a bakery / luncheonette in the area for our future.
Well, wonderful. That would be a wonderful addition to Catskill Life. And you said the Greene County Mental Health will be there. Do you work with them through Noteworthy as well, or?
No, I haven't met them. So I'm really excited to be meeting everyone on Saturday and to collaborate in any way possible, since I host a lot of workshops down in Catskill at the restaurant.
Yeah.
So any collaborations that people really want to kind of collide and join forces, I'm stoked on it. So.
Yeah. Did you, were you the one who hosted the tincture workshop at the restaurant, or was that someone else?
I facilitated an essential oil class crystal class to learn more about crystals. Tonight I'm doing an Ayurveda 101 workshop.
What is Ayurveda, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, so it's like an ancient holistic healing system from India, and talks all about like the healing aspect and like the lifestyle and how to incorporate all the five great elements into our life and what that all means. Kind of talking also about the benefits of like neti pot and scraping your tongue and what yoga positions are best for each of our body types. And so that's tonight. Yeah, at six.
Okay, great. And that's open for anyone to attend?
Yeah.
Oh, great. So you stay pretty busy, huh?
Yeah. I also, at the Addiction Center of Albany, I teach during the day all Albany County schools about how drugs and alcohol affect the body, self-esteem, resiliency, and who's a safe person to talk to, where's a safe place to go. So I just came back from one of the schools just before, and it's very, like, all together, the jobs that I've picked are very rewarding and fun.
Sure. I mean, there's I sense an underlying current throughout everything that you're doing. So there seems to be a drive to make people happy and make things better in your community. So yeah, it's nice to have someone as dedicated as you in our little world here.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you wanted to announce here, or any other events you have in the foreseeable future?
I think in March I'm going to be hosting a intention and journaling workshop. So kind of making like a vision board slash intention board for everyone that they'll be making their own, to kind of like set their intentions for the new year and what they want to see, what goals that they want to set, and also how journaling can help them reach those goals. So I think that's March 5th. It's on a Monday night at the restaurant at 6.
Great. And one more thing I wanted to ask. I know it is only a few short days away, but on the off chance anyone listening now would be interested in setting up a table at your event, would that still be possible, or is it too late?
No, I would love to. Even though I had a deadline in January, I don't mind extending that for local people who really are passionate about what they're doing and want to be a part of this event. Because it is a community event. We have the space.
Yeah.
So check out my website, nwralbany.org, and my email's on there. So you can just send me an email and I'll send you right over a registration form.
Perfect. So like last minute, anyone who's listening, like this sounds like it would be a great opportunity for anyone who is kind of doing good work behind the scenes, someone who's not represented by a storefront or physical space. This would be a great opportunity to get a, you know, a little bit of visibility with the community and get to know your neighbors and anyone who lives in Catskill. It's a wonderful resource. So yeah, nwralbany.org for noteworthy resources, and you can get in contact with Tatiana through there.
Yeah, thank you. We're also going to have free snacks and raffle prizes that we're giving out too.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. All right. Well, tons of stuff to do. And anything else you'd like to toss on there?
I do have another class. It's on Tuesday, February 27th. I'm having a crystal class.
At the restaurant?
At the restaurant down here in Catskill, talking about crystals and what their metaphysical properties are and how to incorporate crystals in your life to better your personal professional development.
Oh, great. Is that on the WGXC community calendar?
I think I put it on there.
All right, great.
I tried
so.
To.
Yeah, the WGXC community calendar is a wonderful resource exactly for this sort of thing.
Great.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much for coming by, Tatiana. It was really great to meet you, and I'm really appreciate everything you're doing for Catskill and I guess the greater 518 area code area.
Thank you so much, Frederick, for having me.
My pleasure. Anytime. Come on by.
Great. Thank you.
Yep.